How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. We just had a lot of fun getting the garage band to work.
Yes, that's a program for Tom to record his side of the audio on. But it makes it sound like you're making music in your spare time.
Like, as you pointed out, like I might be making garage music as though it's the 90s.
I liked garage music. Did you have any strong feelings on garage music?
I didn't like it. I found it was largely played by the boys I was a bit scared of at other schools.
I'll bring you flowers in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
Being without you, it's driving me insane. Yeah.
That if it had been sung like that, I wouldn't have minded it. I think it was often played in people's like houses at house parties and gatherings. And I remember all the girls would get dressed up in their party dresses. Which is
when you
like
say party dresses, what do you mean? Because
no,
when
I
think
mean
of a party dress I think of a dress that my mum bought me when I was a small child that made me look like a tiny sailor girl.
Yes, for party dresses or those.
And
sort
I had to wear it with a boater hat.
Oh, I bet you look lovely in that party.
I think
dress.
I look charming.
I love the idea of party clothing, but these were more. They were just sort of like dresses that were just sort of a tube.
Oh, like a boob tube dress.
Like a boob tube. That was it. That was what they were called, wasn't it? Yeah.
Maybe like with their hair in a ponytail, but then like the two bits from either side pulled down and gelled.
Gelled to a point of concrete solidity, yes.
Yeah. So you could dance, but your hair
would still stay in the same place.
Absolutely.
Yes, I do remember that. Eye makeup, all of that happening.
Yeah. Strappy tops.
Strappy tops.
I once wore a strappy top and someone said, "You really look like a swimmer." And I've genuinely not worn a strappy top since that very day.
Oh, what? That's a good thing being a swimmer.
I'm too broad for a strappy top.
You mustn't let those silly people stop you from doing
things. Tom, clearly someone said it when I was 15 and, here she is. I was about to say 11 years later, dream on Suze. 21 years later and still carrying it.
No, it is strange, isn't it, how those little things people say do stick with us, but we mustn't let them.
I mean, now I wear what the fuck I like, but I do think that she had a point. I don't think strappy tops are the one for me.
Well, only if you feel that.
And I think it's good to own that.
When are you going to stop that random person controlling your wardrobe?
I don't know.
Who was
she?
It? Name and shame. Name and shame. Was it somebody, was it just someone you saw on the street? Or someone?
No, I think it was someone from school.
But it was a very stylish school, so maybe.
Oh, well, we wore green and yellow. They called us the bogeys. Because kids are so imaginative, aren't they?
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? And you did go to school with Anna Wintour, didn't you?
Yes. I'm actually 62. But honestly, this cream I'm using,
it's really, really good.
It's just from the local chemist.
It's the local chemist one. It's always the local chemist one, isn't it?
I actually do use the one from the local chemist because, makeup kit. That does makeup for telly.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I thought you meant like a kid with makeup.
Kit, who does makeup for telly. She put this really nice stuff on my face, and I was like, oh, that's really nice. Anyway, then I went to the chemist to pick up my tablets.
There it was.
And there it was, $5.99. Oh, I thought, great. Well, listen, you can't argue with that.
I think a lot of the time, I'm going to say it, a lot of cosmetics are quite overpriced.
Tom, I think you're the first person to say that.
I think I am. Gosh, that's a revolution, isn't it?
Yeah, you should write an article for like Grazia or something.
Oh, it would. I was going to say it would be Grazia as well.
Grazia would say something like, the cream in Audi is just as good as the one from Dior.
Is that what Grazia is all about?
I don't really know. I haven't read Grazia in a while, but I used to really like it. It would be like a little bit like Benefer are back together. There'd be a bit of like celeb stuff, but it would never
gladiator
be too
sandals.
Salacious.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it would be quite like, yes, very gladiator sandals. Very
we're wearing a wool trouser tucked into a white tee and maybe some boating shoes.
Yeah.
Which actually is very much my look at the moment.
No, I was going to say, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I think it's great. Well, you know, Tom, I feel the cold.
Well, yeah, don't we all?
The weather's changed.
The weather's changed.
So now I'm freezing all the time.
Oh, you too. Oh,
well, listen, I am wearing a t-shirt, so I could just put a jumper on, but you know I love to moan.
Well, we all do, don't we? If anything, that is a way of keeping warm for us.
What, just bitching?
Moaning, yes.
I keep warm with a gentle bitch.
But then, do you know what's difficult as well, I'm finding? And again, a very adult conversation, this. Condensation. You have to open the windows, right? Do you get condensation in your house?
I don't know if we've completed podcasting.
Maybe.
Now that we're talking about condensation. I think,
it's
think
a
maybe...
worry.
This has been a great 6 years, guys. You look after yourselves. And,
if there's anything we've missed out, you won't find it here. But it's a real worry. You don't want to get damp.
Damp, yeah. Mm. I mean, damp is a real concern. So of course, we're trying to buy a new house.
Of course.
Go on, sorry,
no,
please.
No, I'd say I've opened the window in my bedroom and I've closed the door so the chill doesn't spread throughout the rest of the house.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
That's a good idea.
Of course, getting the house, are you worried about damp patches?
Well, of course, we've had to get a damp survey. Mm. Were they put in some sort of machine?
Oh,
where they put like a laser through the wall or something?
Ooh, who are they? Killer Queen?
It feels like bollocks, doesn't it? Like I'm just paying someone the best part of a grand to come round and put a laser through the wall to say, yes, this house is quite old, but it's not going to crumble.
Yeah, that I find, like, a lot of those surveys are like that.
Like, what is it? What are you doing?
Brighton has a thing with bungarouche. Have you experienced any chat of bungarouche? Where,
Tom,
I think probably older buildings than where you're looking.
I feel like that's something you've just made up.
No.
And you know I'm a lady with anxiety. I don't need to worry about bungarouche.
No, bungarouche. It's fine. It's just, no, bungarouche is like a plaster. It's like a plaster that I used to use in Victorian times. It's absolutely fine. It's often used in Brighton for some reason.
Well,
but
of course.
I think more before.
Famous
for Victorians. Georgians, indeed, as well. But I think it's more the earlier part before. I think yours is a later house, isn't it? It's sort of late Victorian,
yes.
Edwardian.
Yes, I believe so. I'll be fine. Do you know, I went out on a boat the other day, Tom. What do you think about that?
Wow. Paddleboarding?
No. On a actual... It was sort of like somewhere between like the kind of boat that you would pay £9 to sit on so they could take you out on it. It had like proper seats, kind of like a ferry, but not really a ferry. Does that help?
Yeah.
Like a cruiser. Would they call it
a little cruiser? Oh, that sounds fun. What was that in aid of?
Saturday.
What, just for a bit of a Saturday outing?
Just for a bit of Saturday afternoon. We went to the marina.
Yeah.
We had ice cream.
Mmm.
I had... Alice had salted caramel. The baby had strawberry.
Ooh.
I went for cookie dough, and let me tell you, it was absolutely delicious.
That sounds great.
We had those
great.
In little tubs with spoons. And then we realised that there was you could go out on a boat. The baby was free because she was so little.
Wonderful.
We paid for two seats.
Yeah.
And you could go out for 45 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect, isn't it?
So you go out the marina in Brighton, and it takes you all the way up to the old pier. The burnt out one.
Oh, the burnt one, yeah.
What happened there? Do you know the story?
No, nobody knows.
Oh, really? Is it like that? But I went past it. In my mind's eye, I sort of did that thing. You know what happens in Titanic? When they're like going through and then like all of a sudden you like imagine the types of people that would have been there. I was imagining people in very big dresses, what sort of dancing they would be doing.
Ooh.
Indeed, what the music would be like.
That's like a haunting.
Like a haunting.
You saw them all, like something out of Round the Twist.
Well, I didn't really see them. I just imagined them. But I imagine that if you go late at night, you might see them.
Oh, I bet you can hear an old barrel organ being played.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It'd be nice.
Some
it was very
going
nice.
On. Yeah, some dancing. Oh, that's lovely.
I like being on a boat. It makes me feel like I'm in a music video from the mid-90s.
Or, of course, the genre of yacht rock, which I very much enjoy.
Sorry, what now?
Yacht
Bangaroosh
rock.
And yacht rock.
I feel like it's a whole education today, isn't it?
We thought we'd run out of conversation.
See,
Tom, please.
We never dry. It never dry. Like the condensation on my window.
And
the bungarouche. I'm going to look that up. Don't worry. Please don't worry about it. There's nothing to fear. But yacht rock,
please.
Yacht rock was things like... Well, there's playlists of it on Spotify and iTunes. It's sort of, I always imagine things like, her name was Rio and she dances on the sand.
Oh, that sort of
it's
thing.
It's sort of like Duran Duran, white blazers on a boat. Also, Christopher Cross, who I'm a massive fan of, listeners, wrote the song.
Different to Chris Cross.
Very different to Chris Cross.
Sure.
And wrote the song Sailing, which is not We Are Sailing. It's not that one. It's Sailing Takes Me Away to Where I'll Always. Da, 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 da. It's a really good song. Really calming.
Very nice. Do you think that your friend and mine, Martin Kemp, would also fall into that category?
Maybe Sun a ballet. Bit of it. Maybe a bit of it. Not gold.
No.
That's more of a... Well, maybe
but
a bit.
I can imagine them on a boat with their sleeves pushed up to their elbows.
Yeah, it's that sort of vibe. Yeah, I imagine they're not a million miles from it. Yeah.
Sure.
Crosby,
sure.
It's maybe a bit... It's a crossover with the 70s as well.
Oh, I see.
Like Crosby, Stills and Nash, that sort of thing.
Matthew Crosby, our friend.
Yes, Matthew Crosby, Stills and Nash. John Ford Coley, Dan Ford Coley, and they're a group.
Tom, you're saying names to me that I don't know.
I think you'd like all of that, actually, Suze.
Do you know what I've been listening to a lot this week?
What?
Country music.
I wondered what you were going to say then. you like a bit of country?
Yes, Tom, I do. And I think it's because it's so sentimental and I just love being sentimental.
Yes, who doesn't?
It's all very like... I loved her from the day she walked into my barn. Like, it's all...
that sounds fun.
It's all... I mean, it is... I have realised that it is all... It's quite bleak, a lot of country music.
I've heard that.
Like, it's... There'd occasionally be, like, a line when someone's like, and I know I'll meet my maker soon. It's all, like, very, like...
oh, is it? Because I've never really listened to it, but I know people do like it.
Well, the thing is, Rowley Ruffle...
Oh, does he like it?
My dad loves it at country.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He's pretend cowboy, isn't he? He likes horses and that.
That's true, isn't it? There is a bit of the cowboy about him, yeah.
There's a lot of cowboy about him. And not sort of the type of person that would say they were going to, you know, pave your drive and then fuck off with the money. Not that kind of cowboy.
No.
A trad cowboy because he rides a horse. Not everywhere. He doesn't like... Although he did pick me up from school once on a horse and cart.
That must have been exciting.
Yeah, but not like a carriage, like a
Cinderella.
Nothing like that. Like a two-person cart.
A trap.
Very much a trap, yes.
Well, that must be like, nice. All right.
And it was obviously now I'm like, how fabulous. But at the time I was like, oh my god, that's so embarrassing. I can't believe you picked me up on a horse.
Oh, was that were you wearing your strappy top that day?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I attach myself to the cart. It's like a seatbelt.
Oh, I would like to have been picked up. But there's sometimes a lady rides a horse along my road.
Is there? Did you say hello? Yeah.
I did say hello to her this morning, actually.
Of course you did.
I love that clippity-cloppity sound.
Well, why don't you say, do you have a spare horse? Could I come out?
And she's like, you don't think you've been out for years? It's a very catty horse.
Very good, very good.
I would, but I don't know anything about horses, so I might be a bit...
I mean, they're just big dogs. They're not.
Is that the way to behave with them?
They're just big dogs that you ride.
I'm worried about kicking, because they kick, don't they?
You need to not walk around the back of them.
Don't walk around the back, because they get a bit spooked.
Yeah, exactly that. I wonder if I've ever talked on the podcast about my first job being... Like when I worked in a donut van.
Of course, yes.
Of course. But my other first, the other job that I was doing at the same time was my dad used to do people's weddings.
Oh.
With the horse and cart. So he had like one really posh carriage.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. I think people fall into sort of two categories when they have horses. They're like really, really wealthy, like pay polo, or they sort of work with them.
Yeah, right.
And so we used to do weddings. And once we were doing, so I would... be the groom. They weren't marrying me off. That's what you call the person that gets out.
That's confusing, isn't it? A groom on a wedding.
There's two grooms. Yeah, it's very confusing.
And bridal as well. Bridal wear.
Exactly.
Bridal wear.
Well, yeah. That's how I ended up marrying a piece of leather.
yeah.
I'm actually married to Red Rum. But so you'd have to jump out. So we'd go and pick up the bride and her father.
Oh.
Of course. in the very traditional way. And then when we got to the church, I would have to jump off and hold the horse's head.
Oh.
And my dad would like offer the bride a hand to get out the car. And then
when
we'd
you
wait.
Held your hand out there, listeners, you went, I wasn't sure if you were holding out a hand with some sugar cubes for the horse. And then you said, for the bride.
Well, you also give her sugar cubes because that's the thing on a wedding day. Women get very nervous and they might need a sugar boost.
Sugarloo.
So you hold the horse's head.
Yes.
Dad would help the bride out. And then we'd wait, and then you'd take the bride and the groom to wherever they were having the party.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
And sometimes they'd do photos where me and Dad would like look very, like just look away. But once we were going, and there was a girl in the back of the car, and we heard her say to our dad, I'm not going to go through with it.
Oh, no.
So dramatic, right? And my dad, being my dad, was like, listen to this.
I can imagine arc of this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Dad in a top and tails. Me in.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. Dad had been in a top and tails. Oh, you would have loved what we were wearing. I would wear cream jodhpurs, very polished black riding boots to the knee.
Oh, very smart.
A shirt.
Yeah.
A white shirt, a white cravat.
Lovely.
A velvet jacket. And the lapels would be sort of a... Like a cotton material.
Okay.
And a velvet riding hat.
Oh, how nice.
Imagine Zara Phillips.
Yes, all the time.
VZ Phillips.
Very Zara Phillips. You'd be at the front with your dad?
Yes, yeah.
And what would you, so he'd have his top hat, would he have a red, a scarlet jacket?
No, it'd be grey. So grey top hat, grey tails, grey trousers.
Lovely.
Then dad always wears braces. Because he's like you, he's from another era.
Yeah, it's very smart, very smart.
Mm. And a shirt with probably a waistcoat and tie.
Lovely, lovely.
Really smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
What happened with the woman who was not sure about
it?
Well,
we
had
to pull over, which of course is quite tricky on a horse because you haven't got any hazards.
What did you do? Have to just like flap your arms around at the side?
Well, I did have to learn all the things to do because you'd be riding on the road. So you'd have to, you know, just be like, Suze, we're going left. And obviously tricky for me because I don't know my left and right. And when I was 15, you can imagine even worse.
Oh, no.
So I'm there trying to make an L with my fingers while my dad's going, sign left, sign left. Anyway,
is that how you do it? Learn like that's an L.
Well, one of them's an L and one of them's not an L. And so it's left.
I didn't know that.
Well, because you know your left and right.
Yeah, Alf doesn't know his left and right.
Well, can you let him know that?
I'm going to let him know that, but I don't know if that's good when he's driving to be like, is that an L? Yeah.
So I once saw someone that had a left tattooed on their left hand, and I thought, God, that's really committing.
That's
isn't it?
Really, you're really doubting your ability to learn this, yeah.
Well, yeah, I feel like, believe yourself more.
Yeah, yeah.
So we pulled over. She had a bit of a chat with her dad. And then she was like, oh, what am I talking about? Of course I want to marry him. I love him.
Oh, that's
a
lovely story.
And then off we went. But, you know, when after the wedding, when she and the groom got in, you can imagine dad and I were darting a lot of looks to each other.
Did you get the sense that she was right to question it, or...?
I think it was just wedding day jitters. I mean, do I think they're still together now? Absolutely not.
But
I'm sure they had a couple of lovely years.
I bet they did. I bet. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
There you go. I don't know how we got onto that.
Well, I enjoyed it.
I don't know if I've told that story before.
No, you haven't. You haven't.
Who knows?
I didn't know about that because I like that horsey world. I don't know anything about it, but my mum did take me to the Southborough Lane Riding Stables in Bromley as a child to try and teach me
to ride.
Yeah.
Were you a bit frightened?
I was at first, but I was quite calm, I think, as well. I got quite into it. There was a horse called, I think he was called Jaggers. Yeah, I think that's what he was called. I remember being on him, he was sort of white horse. And you just go around in a circle, as I remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
I remember being quite tearful quite a lot, because, as you know, I do get quite a lot of separation anxiety. like a dog.
Yeah, when I go around Tom's house, sometimes he's just under the table shaking.
Shaking. I wait by the door.
It's adorable, actually.
Yeah, it's true. But they are lovely, aren't they, horses?
Yeah, they are. They are.
Are you near any where you are now? Do you have horses?
There is a riding school, yeah. Mm. And Alice really wants to do... I think I might get her that for Christmas. Some riding lessons.
I was going to say, she'd really like to do it.
She did a bit as a child, but I think it'd be a nice thing. Be a nice treat, wouldn't it, to once a week go for a lesson to ride.
Oh, that would be a lovely thing.
Because my dad was like, I can teach Alice, but that would be like how I learned, which was like, hold the fuck on while dad cracks a whip and see how it goes. It was like, it was so like, you just get on and ride. Like there was no like, it was hold on with your legs.
Wow.
Just like very.
Without a saddle.
I did ride bareback, yeah, for a bit. Please don't say anything
rude. No, please, everybody, stop that.
I saw one side of your mouth quiver as I said bareback.
No, but I knew you were going to... No, but I knew that was where we were going, and I'm sorry, everybody, I'm sorry.
You can also... I also rode with a Western saddle.
What is that? Oh, that's a bigger one, is it?
It's a bigger saddle, and it's got like a big... It's got a big...
I'm not laughing.
It's got like a big leather... I mean, it is like a phallus at the front, so you hold on to it.
I see.
Just like a big handle.
A handle. That's in the yes, shape I've of seen a, that. So you don't. What? So they don't have. gosh, no wonder those cowboys.
That's the thing. Brokeback Mountain. You think it's rare?
Yeah, must have. The signs were there. What? And so instead of reins, you have that. Is that the idea?
No. So what you do then, I think, is for how was it just like an actual gear? Cowboy would ride, was that you'd have all the reins in one hand wrapped around, then you'd hold on to that part of the saddle, and then you'd be able to lasso with the other hand.
Oh, it gave you a hand free.
Yeah, hand free.
Oh, that's. Oh,
it was very much the Bluetooth headset of the day.
Yes, it was, wasn't it, for the lassoing? Oh, so that's a Western saddle, and you can do that.
Well, I did learn to ride on one, yeah.
And what about side saddle? Can you do that?
No, I never did that. I don't think I'm girly enough.
That, I always imagine that must be very uncomfortable, but...
Well, yes, of course, but it's because women couldn't part their legs until...
Oh, yeah.
1910, was it? When we could officially part our legs?
I don't know. But I imagine you must get a bit of a twist in your back.
Oh, well, you know me and my back, the trouble I have.
Oh, yeah, that would be awful.
I'd be in a right state, wouldn't I?
I'm trying to do more stretching when I wake up, Suze. I'm trying to do more stretching because I always feel better for it. But then why do I always forget? Why?
Well, that's the thing. You've got to... It's the same with like meditating or doing like a daily calm app.
Exactly.
You always feel better, but you just can't be fucked.
Why don't we do it? Yeah, why don't we do it, Suze?
I think they should do it in school.
Yeah, they should.
Be like daily meditation.
Yeah, that would be great. But can you imagine the naughty kids?
Oh, yeah. Being right little pricks.
They would be right. That would be the key moment when they'd play up, wouldn't it?
Well, of course it would, Tom. Of course
it would. All well-behaved children.
We would I wasn't one of those, and you know that.
I think you were.
Well,
I think
was
you were
at
more...
little school.
At
bigger school, I was less so. Should we have some audience correspondence?
Oh, yes. And I was also going to say I had a lovely autumnal evening yesterday.
Oh,
with...
please. No, tell us about that first.
No, I mean, it wasn't that interesting, but isn't it nice? Isn't it nice just to have a night off?
Yes.
And to, I came in, I had a nap. Then
Tom.
Alfie came round and then he bought some dinner. He got some ingredients to make dinner. We had duck breasts, actually.
Wait.
Duck breasts. And
now I'm just imagining a duck with a pair of tits.
Like a rib on page 3.
She's quackers about you. Yeah.
What was the Jemima Puddle Duck says?
Yeah,
says
what
she'd love
that?
To.
It'd always be like really behind our boys.
Yeah, forgot about those quotes these days.
Yeah, it was so funny, wasn't it?
It's so strange. But we had that, and then we went. We had an early night, and we watched Clue and fell asleep. The film Clue.
Was it good?
Yeah, because Alf said he wanted to watch a horror film, but nothing scary. So I was like, well, we it feels like only a year ago we watched Death Becomes Her and Hocus Pocus. So we thought we should watch something different. So we watched Clue, which I really enjoy. It's very
that fun. Is a very autumnal evening, which
isn't
I love.
It? And Alf's going today to see that one about Richard III.
Oh, that- yeah. What is that? Who's in it?
Sally Hawkins.
And also,
well, that's funny you say that because he says he keeps thinking it's you who's in the film. Hang on.
No way. I absolutely bloody love Sally Hawkins.
Sally Hawkins, what's it called? Richard the Third. I'm going to find a picture of it.
Don't tell me she's Richard the Third, but like the ump and all that, and Alfie no. saying, oh, it did laugh my Mia.
Although people have talked about like Richard the Third's hair being like, I think that's a scene in the film, The Lost King, that's what it's called. It's this picture, look. I mean, oh, sorry, hang on. The Lost King. This, I think it is a bit, there is a look. Can you see that?
Oh. Mm. Wait a minute, it's modern day about Richard the Third.
Yeah, because she's obsessed with discovering where he's buried.
Oh,
and she's obsessed
okay.
with Richard III, and she talks to him. It looked, it is
you know
right
what?
Up
I think
my street.
Someone has screen grabbed that image and sent it to me on Instagram, being like, "This looks so much like you."
How do you feel? Are you annoyed?
Oh, absolutely thrilled about it. Love Sally Hawkins.
Oh, fine, that's fine then. Good.
Absolutely love her. She's brilliant.
Well, that's what we were saying. But then also, Richard III has that sort of like long bob that makes him
yes.
look a bit like the mum from 2.4 Children, if you remember that.
Oh, sitcom. Yeah, her.
Mm, I think there's a bit of a crossover.
What was her name, Belinda?
Yeah, Belinda Lang. I looked it up okay. the other day. Belinda Lang. So Richard III, Belinda Lang, very similar looks. Anyway, listeners, lots of you to think about there, isn't there?
Yes, there is lots of you to think about. Mm.
And also,
think about, lots of things to think about.
Alfie's very excited about Mrs. Paris Takes It Up the Arris, or whatever it's called. You know that one
Mrs.
with...
Mrs. Paris Takes Up the Arris?
No, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris is what it's called. With Leslie Manville.
Oh, my God. I know this is a really obvious thing to say, but Alfie's interests are very gay, aren't they?
Yeah, he'll enjoy that. He'll enjoy that shout out. He's got the Odeon pass, so he can go.
It's going all right.
It's going okay. And he's going.
He can
go
as much as he wants.
But he's read the books already in preparation because he's a big fan of Leslie Manville.
Oh, I love Leslie Manville.
Well, there you go. There's another thing for you to talk about with him.
I'm a huge cliche. Oh, yeah. Me and Alfie have.
I know.
We are one and the same person.
And Alice and him often WhatsApp, I think, more than I think you and I realise.
Is this true?
I think more just as a support group.
For what it's like being in the constant audience.
The constant,
while we perform.
The constant barrage of like. And I also worry about...
Do you know what else I've been thinking? Do you think I should do a bit about this? Is this funny? Oh, God. Imagine being with us.
But we're a bit late going out today, so Alfie's mum, Linda, let's chat up for you. I know often listens to us on the bus on the way to the station on a Wednesday morning, and I'm sorry that wasn't possible today.
Linda, I'm sorry.
But they're going to see the Richard the Third one, but they're very excited about the Leslie Manville, Mrs. Harris Takes It Up the Arris. There was a TV film made of it with Angela Lansbury, which I remember watching as a child. It was on during the day, like during half term. How, as a child, I managed to like gravitate towards these like camp films? I don't know.
Me neither. Strange,
love finds
that,
a way. Gay finds a way.
Gay finds a way.
It's like water, it finds a level. Sorry, let's have a correspondence.
Hello, Susie and Tom. Greetings from lovely Leeds. Mm. I think I may have magic powers.
Oh, that's good to know.
Or
congrats.
That American mantra, dream it and it will happen, really can work. The other week you were telling us to keep calm and be patient as you release your tour dates. Leeds was sadly lacking from your lists. Me and my wife watched Susie's excellent stand-up Prime special. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And both declared that we couldn't wait to see you perform live. Oh. Then we watched Catherine Ryan Roundhouse show with Tom. Brilliant, of course. So into the ether, I just declared, can we please go and see them on stage? Lo and behold, the following day, I get an email from Leeds Grand Theatre telling me that Tom is on the 3rd of September 2023. Tickets booked, diary cleared, delayed gratification. But isn't it great to be able to look forward to some belly laughs? So now I'm channeling positive Ruffle gig. I almost said my own surname wrong then. Ruffle gig vibes to complete the double act. I've been with my amazing wife, Beck, for 20 years and we've been married 8 years.
Oh.
As soon as the law let us. She's amazing for many reasons, of course, but she also introduced me to your podcast. We listen every week. We might as well be saying, shall we invite Susie and Tom round tonight? Thank you for your constant laughs and classic quotes. Keep on keeping on. Lots of love, Anne.
Oh, Anne and Beck. That's nice. When she said, as soon as the law allowed us, I wasn't sure if maybe Beck or Anne had been in trouble with the law. And
yes,
that
of course.
Maybe
some
one of them was in prison.
Or bigamy.
Oh yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
They're a same-sex couple. That's nice.
That's nice.
Oh, lovely.
Anne's also said, Tom, if you need any info on where to get your post-gig meal, let me know.
Oh, I would like that, actually.
Yeah,
thank
because,
you.
Of course, you always need to know where you can get a rotisserie chicken oh, at maybe I'm... half 10.
Yes. Where is there a late-night rotisserie? Please advise.
Mm. Let's have one more
how
before
lovely.
We finish today.
That's so nice.
Dear Susie and Tom,
hello.
After managing to avoid the dreaded COVID for all this time, it finally caught up with me last week. So sorry to hear that.
Sorry.
I thought, what better way to kill some isolation time in the spare room than emailing my favourite podcast, Double Act? I've really enjoyed...
Did and Josh some... and Rob get back to you?
Or indeed, Rom and Tom Big, and Big Tom D. I really enjoyed and have been somewhat jealous about hearing about Tom's vegetable patch earlier this year.
Oh, it's still going.
However, I want to warn you, Tom, do not fall into the same trap I did.
Oh, why?
When we moved house last year, one of the first things I did was create a vegetable patch. There was courgettes, tomatoes, cucumbers, carrots, lettuce galore.
Oh, wow.
This year, excuse the French, fuck all. Dad told me it's because I'd taken out all the nutrients last year from growing the stuff and not put it back in. Thanks, Dad. Where was this advice 6 months ago?
Well,
apparently, the best thing for it is horse manure.
Oh,
do you want to ring
Susie's
my dad?
Dad. Wow.
I'm just dropping some shit up to Tom. I can just imagine it.
That'll be lovely when we're sitting in the garden.
I'm lucky enough to live near a small stable. So one morning I went off to see if I could find someone to discuss horse manure with.
Hello.
I struck gold as
he's
I found someone
some
literally shoveling shit at 7:45 a.m. This big pile of shit is apparently left at the allotment gates for people to use.
Oh.
The man I spoke to said he was sure no one would mind me taking some. Overjoyed, I hopped, skipped and jumped, only to have my husband dash my dreams from banning me from using the cart to transport horse manure.
Oh, no, so
I think fair enough. I think fair enough, actually.
Mm.
Apparently, it will make the car smell. I think
what?
By enforcing this dictatorship, he is forfeiting eating my courgettes ever again. I was wondering if your listeners had any ideas of how I could transport the manure. It's about a 5-minute walk away. And we'd literally have to walk past every house on the estate. And I want to look as normal as I possibly can.
Mm, it's a tough one.
I also wanted to recommend a TV series to your listeners. I just finished watching A League of Their Own on Amazon. Oh, Tom, it made my heart sing. I can't begin to tell you how much I loved it.
This is one about baseball rather than the panel show about sport. Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. It's based on... Imagine if I was making that sort of noise about...
Just loves panel shows.
I just love.
Yeah, she cries every time.
I was about to say Teddy Sheringham, but that is definitely not who was on that show. I was just trying to think.
Jeremy Redknapp,
that's the one. Really handsome boy. Well done him.
Well done.
And The League of Their Own is great, but League of Their Own on Amazon Prime is It Sang to My Sweet Gay Heart.
Oh.
It's based on the same story as the 90s Madonna film about a female baseball team during the war. However, this series has lesbian storylines very much front and centre.
Oh.
I'm aware the representation of lesbians in film and TV is abysmal compared to gay men.
Mm.
I therefore thought you all might enjoy this little gem. I'm loving your work. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Richard.
Oh, Richard. How thoughtful. I should watch that. That does sound like the sort of thing I would like.
Tom.
Mm.
I could weep for representation. It was it's like so special. It's so beautiful. And it's so, oh my God, there's a bit where they go to like a secret gay bar. It's just like, and like they're, one of them is sort of out and in a way, and the other one's working out her feelings, and it's just, oh, it's just so beautiful. And I loved it so much. And I really think you should watch it. Alfie will love it.
Really?
Absolutely love it.
Doesn't...
I think you should watch it. It's really great and it's really sweet and it's really, oh, it's really interesting. It like covers the civil rights movement as well. It covers, oh, it there's just so much. It's so brilliant. And if you haven't watched it, if you're a like-minded friend or an ally, you will love it. I feel like anyone that listens to this podcast will love it. Me and Laura Checkley, like,
I was going to say,
basically text messaged about every episode being like, oh my God, when this happened. Oh my God, when that happened. Oh
I think I've seen her posts about it, actually. Yeah.
It's so great. So thank you, Richard. I meant to mention it on the podcast and just didn't, but I'm pleased that you reminded me. Tom, how do you think Richard can get this shit to his house?
Oh gosh, I'd forgotten about that. Well, firstly, stop watching series all the time. That's probably part of the problem, Richard. Maybe, come on.
Do you think the stable would let you borrow their... one of their wheelbarrows?
Well, I think a wheelbarrow is the way.
Mm.
You don't want to use one of those shopping trolleys on wheels.
Well, no, because all the shit will fall through.
Oh, well, if it's a basket one, certainly, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Or what about one of those IKEA bags, those big ones?
Yeah, but then you've got it over your shoulder. That's going to be a real whiff.
But you could. But, I mean, I think with a pair of wellies on and, you know, you're just embracing the country smells.
Yeah, it's, they didn't say where they lived. It's hard to say, isn't it? Because if you're in the country, I think people would be absolutely fine with that. Yeah. Whereas if you live in, say, Islington,
people might take umbrage. But at the same time, just do it. You know, it's natural.
Yeah,
go with
babes,
it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Babes. I think a wheelbarrow from the stables. And it sounds like they're nice people.
Oh, yeah. I think they'll be fine with it.
Or what about when the horse is out and about? Maybe they have some sort of horse and cart that could deliver it.
That's true. Or just wait by the stable and you could probably pick it up from the road because they always shit.
Or I was going to say, why not get the horse to walk past? It'll probably take a shit outside your house. That would job done.
Oh, God, I think that'd be very tricky to try and explain to a horse that you want them to do a poo.
Well, they seem to always be going, so...
That's true.
I don't
know.
Maybe
it's sign language or something?
Maybe. Maybe what, show it a frightening film? Maybe.
What's that film where they have a horse's head in the bed?
Oh, that would be very frightening. The Godfather, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It's The Godfather.
Oh, Tom, and we thought we'd finished conversation. Look,
no,
as ever, we find
there's
more.
There's always more. That's the great
thing.
There's
always an itch to scratch.
There's always an itch to scratch. That would be a good name for this podcast.
There we go.
There we go. Well, this has been a wonderful catch-up.
As always, as ever, you can get in touch with us. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com.
Yeah, make sure you do. I very much enjoyed that wedding story as well, Suze. That was lovely.
Wow, Tom. Mm. Listen, I can tell you it again if you like, another time.
And I really want to go out on a boat. Anyway.
Oh, well then come down.
Well, I must. Okay, I will. Sorry, my chair is creaking. I know I keep saying I must get... And it sounds like I'm on a boat.
Just buy a fucking chair, Tom.
Buy a fucking chair.
Sorry, that was really aggressive, but I know you like strong women.
I know.
You like
it
when I tell you what to do.
I prefer it. I absolutely prefer it. So, you know. But thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And
we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, okay.
Oh, a little reminder for people about my tour, if you don't mind, Tom.
Absolutely. Suze, do it.
Chipping Norton tomorrow, which is Thursday, which might be today, if you're listening. Burton on Trent on Friday, Bakewell on Saturday, all very close to selling out. So if you want a ticket, get one. Then next week, we're in Birmingham, Bridgewater and St Austell. I think one of those is sold out. And that's it for a couple of weeks. And then coming up, we've got Nottingham and Farnham and Hull, Pocklington and East Grinstead before Christmas.
Oh, do make sure you go. And susieruffle.com is the website that people can go to.
Oh, and also I can tell people, I've had an advanced copy of Tom's book, which you can now pre-order. And honestly, like my dear friends, I'm so proud of him. I can't even begin to tell you. It is so good. I could get very emotional about how good it is. I think it is so brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very proud.
Oh, thank you.
But get a fucking chair, Tom.
I will, I know, rather than the old... come on, some old sailing boat. Yeah.
But no, it's brilliant. You've got to pre-order it, babes. You've got to pre-order it. It's so good.
Thank you so much for saying that, Suze. Well, and you guys do go and see Susie's fabulous new tour. Just keep in touch, okay? Just keep in touch.
Keep in touch, be friends. Let's not, and I hope you're having a good day. And if you're not, tomorrow might be a better day.
Yeah, do something nice. Treat yourself if you're not having a good day.
Stretch. Oh, do you know what always makes me feel good? That Baz Luhrmann song.
Oh,
that has stretch. Wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
That always cheers me up, you know.
Oh, great song.
I love that song.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that for a while. All right.
There you
good,
go.
Good idea.
Right.
I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, then, Suze. Right, well,
see you next week, then.
See you next week. Okay, everyone.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.